Foxton Readers, Level 2. Robinson Crusoe by Daniel Defoe. Retold by C.S. Woolley. Read by David Coggins. Copyright Foxton Books, 2017. Chapter 1. I was born in England. My father wanted me to be a lawyer, but I wanted to go to sea. He said, "God won't bless you if you go to sea." I didn't believe him. "You can't go," he said. A year later, I was in Hull, in the north of England. My friend was going on a ship to London. He told me to go with him. I didn't ask my parents for permission. I just went. It was the 1st of September, 1651. We left the river on the ship, and things went wrong. There was a storm. The waves were high. I was sick. I prayed and made promises to God. "I'll go straight home if we don't die," I said. The next day, there was less wind. The storm was over. My friend gave me a drink of punch, and we got drunk. I forgot all my promises to God. On the eighth day, there was another storm. This was a very bad storm. It was the worst ever. Our ship was sinking. We got into a lifeboat and watched it. I was scared. We got safely to land. "This journey was a test for me," I said to my friend and his father. "Young man, you shouldn't go to sea again. Heaven is against it," the man said, but I didn't listen. I found a ship. It was going to Africa. I didn't go as a sailor. The sailors worked hard, but they learned about the sea. They became officers. I paid to be a passenger. I didn't learn anything about ships or sailing. This trip was the only good one. I made friends with the captain. He died when we returned to England. I went back to Africa on the ship. Pirates attacked the ship by the Canary Islands. They sailed the ship to the Moroccan port of Salé. The pirate captain made me his slave. The rest of the crew became slaves of the Emperor of Morocco. I was a slave for 2 years. Then I managed to steal the pirate captain's fishing boat and escaped. I had two slaves with me. I threw one into the sea. Xury was the other. "I'll be your slave," he said. We sailed away from Salé. I was scared of meeting wild men or the Moors of Morocco. We stopped for water and met a great lion. We shot it 3 times to kill it. Xury cut off its foot to take with him. We cut off his skin and dried it on the roof. We went south. I wanted to find an English ship to take us somewhere else. After 21 days at sea, Xury shouted, "Master, master, a ship with a sail." It was a ship from Portugal. The captain of the ship said to me, "I'll take you to Brazil." I sold my cargo in Brazil and received 220 pieces of 8 for it. I lived at a sugar mill and learned to make sugar. I bought land with my money. I wanted to start my own farm. The captain took letters to England for me. People sent some tools and money to me with the captain. I bought a slave and a servant. The captain brought me a servant too. I grew tobacco. My friends on the other farms asked me, "Will you go to Guinea to get slaves? We will pay for the slaves if you go." I told them, "Yes, with all my heart." This was my next mistake. I wrote a will and gave it to the captain. I left everything to the captain. I left on the 1st of September, 1669. We sailed for Africa. There was a hurricane. It broke the ship. We sailed to Barbados to fix it, but there was another storm. We saw land and abandoned ship. The sea was rough and our little boat was not good enough. Our boat capsized. I washed ashore, but all the others died. I saw no one else on the island. I slept in a tree. I made a spear just in case. I woke up in the morning and there was no storm. The sea was calm. The ship was on the rocks. I went to the ship. I found lots of useful things, food, tools, weapons, and parts of the ship. I made a raft from the mast. I used the raft to take everything to the shore. I started to build a house for myself. I made many journeys to the ship. I took gold, powder, drink, clothes, and wood. I made a very big house. I made a cave at the back to keep things safe in. After making my house, I made a table and a chair. I didn't want to forget the days of the week, so I made a cross. I carved the words. I came on shore here on the 30th of September, 1659, on it. I cut a notch into the square post every day. The seventh notch was longer than the other notches. The notch for the first of the month was twice as long. I found books, paper, and ink on the ship. I made a list of good and evil points about the island. I wrote a journal.